Shamish Fiesta Pei Beis. The Gemara discussed yesterday the union of Yimechadesh to Chodesh, whether it's one day, 2 days by Tishrei and by Nisan. So the Gemara continues with discussions about Kiddush HaChodesh and other aspects as well. Says the Gemara, top of Pei Beis, Kitshu Kodem Zmano. Talking about it, this is, Marfula says it's a Brisa in Torah's Kohanim, and we're talking about the when to go ahead Me'aber. Kitshu Kodem Zmano, when the Bezin went ahead, or Mekadesh the month before its time. Before its time, which means the Yom Chav test, the 29th day. Or after the day, which we'll see in a minute, it means after the day, which is, that means the 31st or the 32nd day. So Gemara says that Yom Echad, but they added either they did it a day early, one day early, or they were Ma'abar one day too late. What's the halacha? Yochel Yom Kodesh. You would think maybe it's still being Kodesh because they did it. They made a mistake. But the Lemaisa, if they declared it, it should be considered good. Tam and Leimar Osam. Torah says to be Odom. You make them the Yom Tovim. Osam Eilim and Moadim. Those days are considered the Yom Tovim. Lemfnei Zmano in Eilim Moadim. The Torah said these days, the Tzman is Mana, the Yom Tovim, that Klai Yisrael is Mekadesh, Mekodesh, that determines the date of the Yom Tovim. That's only if it was the correct time. But if it's done in a different time, the wrong time, then Allah is any other Mo'adeh. These are not the days. You can't call them Mo'adeh. More than that, it's not called Mo'adeh. That is what the Brisa says. You think it would still be good, but the Torah says, Osa Mo'adim in those particular time, and if it's not done in the correct time, then it would not be good. It would not be good. So Gemara says that the Premosha's Lashon is, Asher Tikru Osa Mo'adim Bizmanom, Ve'eni Allah Shalom Kar Bizmanom, that's not called Mo'adeh. Mark explains, what does it mean? Yom, 29 days. What does it mean? What does it mean? Late? It means the 32nd day. And if you do the 29th or the 32nd day, Mr. Bryce is telling us in Torah's Kahanim, it's not considered good, it's not considered Mekudesh. Where's another halacha? Manage Abnes Hashanah. Where do we find that we're Abnes Hashanah? This again, in Torah's Kahanim, where it says, when you have a year, and we add another year, Mark says, when we have a year, it'll be a year. When we have a year, we add two adders like this year. So what do we find? Where do we know? Why do we do that? Because the Yidden, they're in Golas, left the homes, didn't come yet. They didn't arrive yet. They came to Eretz Yisrael to come for Pesach, and they didn't arrive yet. They didn't come to Pesach, bring the Korban Pesach. Then obviously, there's a mistake, and there's a mistake. We got to add a month for them. So therefore, they won't miss it. Otherwise, it'll be a problem. We don't want them to miss it. Says establish the Yom Tov that should be the all Israel could participate. So Amarav Shmuel, this halacha by Menachman Hain Shigonetpar. This refers to where they could arrive in the Har Pras in that month. There's enough time for them to come from the Har Pras. That's the time. If they can't get there from there, then there's no reason to add because they're not going to be there anyway. Won't be able to do it only if it's coming from the Har Pras, which is a distant part. It's all the way in the corner. The border of Eretz Yisrael, if they can go ahead and cross the Euphrates River, and they could be there in time, then we extend it for them, so they can be there. But if they won't be able to be there, then there's no point in doing it, because we're going doing it for them, and they could be there, but if they can't be there, there'd be no point in doing it. It says the Marfolda, Megillah HaPras, when it said that, why should we do this? They missed it, they made the mistake, so they said, look, I'll come back next year. So Chazal brings down Rashi and Ben Sanhedrin. Marfolder quotes him: if you're not going to wait and put off the month so that they can get there in time for the Korban Pesach, then no, he gives a little, but they didn't stop coming. I missed it last year. I won't have to come next year. So we don't want them to do that. So we want to make it bend backwards and change it and add a month just so they're able to come all the regular. They could be there Korban Pesach. But if it's so far that they won't be able to be there from the Har Pras, they won't be able to get there in time. Then there's no point in adding the thing that we don't do. That we don't aid them the month, says the Gemara. Whatever you makdish the month, and then after you makdish the month, you found out that the ones who you the aidan that you testified who for the kiddush hakodesh, the ones who you believed that they were makdish, they lied. You found out they were zaynim, imano yisem, that they were another place. So now what do you do? I raise them a kiddush. Still that's a kiddush. The kiddush. It was mistaken. So you Makadosh HaKodesh incorrectly. You relied on Adam, then Azayim him. Other Adam came and proved them wrong. Halakha still is, it's considered Makodesh. I'm going to be Yosef Yosef with Yosef. Yosef met Yudam Apas, and he said to him, Achamasman Avuch Hadmilsa? Where did you get such a halakha from? Did you hear that halakha is that it's still considered Kiddush Mechodesh, even though it was done by mistake with Adam Zolman from your father? Is that where you heard this halakha from? Where'd you quote it? It's a Kiddush Niflo. Did you hear it from your father? So I'm going to lay in. He said, yeah, I heard it from my father. So Mar says, if so, Rabbi Yavim B'Shem Yochanan, I am a doctor of Merit Kodesh. We're not medaktigen with regarding the Kiddush Mechodesh. In other words, we don't go and ask them that many questions. And therefore, they saw the moon, we rely on them. So therefore, even if you made a mistake, it's still good because we basically know it anyway. What does that mean, Medaktigen? Says to my full time, everyone relies on Bezdin, everybody knows. And Mamela, therefore, even though they missled Bezdin, they made it because Bezdin to make a mistake, it's Makudish because Be'atzim Nalak is Medaktigen. We're not so Medaktigen, and we don't go and question them backwards and forwards. Like we do on a regular case of Kosher Mishpat or whatever, we Drish of Akiros, we don't do that. And therefore, as long as you go ahead and you say that they're given that Edus, and you gave the Edus, even if you went and you made a mistake, and they made it Edom Zomim, we don't change the status, we still accept it. So that's the Gemara. This halacha that we talked about, that we go ahead, when did we talk about halacha? We said that nafkamina between money that you gave to a storekeeper, and one person that goes ahead and you buy merchandise from them, it seems to be a steerer. What is a steerer in this halacha? So the Gemara says, I'm a relazer. If you did, the Gabi, the halacha that we say that we distribute meat on Yom Tov, that's the halacha Shedir of Yehuda, who says that if the person went ahead and sold something to these people on that day, the halacha is, just like we say, they give them some of the credit, it's not a loan unless you took a second thing. So too, over here, you go ahead, when you bought meat from him and you bought a second time, so the same thing, the meat, it becomes a loan, and it's Mishame. The same halacha would apply. That if you bought a Rosh Hashanah, you went ahead and you shecht on Rosh Hashanah, and you now come the second day, you sold the meat on Rosh Hashanah, and now you come the second day, so it's Mavata, it should be alone. Why should it be alone? What's a Nafkamina? Why should it be different? So I said, no, come here. Rabbi Yudashita is, it doesn't become, it's the same halacha. You sell it, and if you sold it, it becomes something. It's valid to that day, you mechuyev for that day, and therefore it becomes into a halva. Why are we talking about Rosh Hashanah? So I said, what do you mean? It becomes valid on that day. Is it right? You can go demand for someone on Rosh Hashanah? What do you mean? You finished the job during the year of Shvius. So we said, okay, you know that. You went and you paid a bill, and you went and bought something else, and you didn't pay the first bill, it becomes Mishramit. But over here, you're saying that you went ahead and you sold something on Rosh Hashanah meat, and you mechuyev to get it. So therefore, look, it reminds Mishramit. But what do you mean? It's Yom Tov. How can you be Tovei Yom Tov? You can't have someone pay you on Yom Tov. You can't go ahead on Shabbos and Yom Tov and say you can pay the Torah that you're not allowed to. It's just like Shabbos, you can't. Yom Tov, you can. Lo Tovo, it's only halakha, you can't do it. So why should it be considered Mishameh? Why should it be the halakha should be? You know, we said that you went ahead, it's considered Mishameh, but it wasn't the time yet because you can't collect the money. You can't collect the money because you can't collect it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So Mamela, how could it be that it should be Mishameh? So the Gemara says, Matimon Shiroi Lamino, since the buyer is Roy, you trust him, the seller trusts him. Roy Tovo, it's like he goes ahead as if he's going to demand payment from him. Even though in Echonami on Shabbat Yenji, you can't demand payment from him. But since when he sold it to him, because you trust him, it's like you Toveyath him. And therefore, Shvius comes in. And therefore, it could say it's Mishamah. It's as if you, now's the time to pay. And I said, why did I give you credit? I gave you credit. Why would I give you a person credit? Terrence says, I trust you. I trust you that you're a man of your word. I know you a long time. And if I trust you, Mamela, I know you're going to pay. It's like you give me payment already today. I'm so sure you're going to pay me that that's why I gave it to you on credit. Mamela, that's like you received it. Or it's like you already have the schaivus now. And that's why you can say even Mishamet, even though it's here in Rosh Hashanah. That is what the Gemara says. Shvi'at Mishamto. So the Gemara says, it's like you get money, and if you get the money, therefore it would be considered, and even though it wasn't a loan originally, it was a purchase with a chov, you purchased it, that you're going to pay him afterwards, you trust him to take him, but still, nice, since you know that you're going to get the money, and it's like money in the bank, so to speak, you know that you trust him to pay him, so mainly, therefore, it's really talking, it's going to be considered yours. And Mamela, it's like it's yours already, and therefore it's just like a work and finished a job. On Shvius, it's Mishamet. So too over here, it's Mishamet as well. So after Gemara, Baba Shmuel, Rebbe Master, Malves, Chaviyah, Menashe, Lo Tovo. A person lends his friend money on the condition that he's not going to ask money to be payment. Shvius Mishamto. Would you say that Shvius Mishamto? You're saying a Kiddush. That you see that a person goes ahead and you lend money to someone on the condition that he's not going to be able to demand payment from him, or pay him whatever he wants to. still Shvias Mishamet. Why? Because even though he didn't complain from it, but Lamaisa is still then Shvias. So therefore, what are you telling me? The reason why he's saying over here that it's considered that considered Mishamet, because since it's Roy Latovo, right now he's Mechuyev to pay him, because he gave it to him on credit. You can't pay him on Yanta, but it's like now you owe him the money. So it's like a loan. But we see not so. We see that if a person, even if you don't get it, you can't collect it. You can't go, just like a person makes a borrows and says, I make a borrow on a condition, you can't go ahead and tobeya. You can never ask me for the money. I'll pay you when I want to pay you. You can never be tobeya. So Mimela, get the locus to listen to Shvias Mishamet. So we see it does work. So if it works like that over here, it should work the same thing over here as well. That it works the same thing over here as well, that it would be considered as if you are Mishamet because of the same halakha Shabbat. Okay, the same should apply. That would be the halakha in Rosh Hashanah. That's considered as if, that's why Shvias Mishamet. Even if it's not really the Togo, even if you can't collect it. My time in the price. Shogate is a part of a chilka Rosh Hashanah. A person slaughtered a cow and then gave it out in Rosh Hashanah. The lucky is, now Rosh Hashanah, so now it's a year Shemitah. The lucky is, it's Mishamei. We find out that you gave it on Shemitah, but really it's considered Rosh Hashanah. It's Mishamei. So the Gemara says, what do we see from here? Mechaira, it's a little hard to understand why it should be Mishamei. Because the Gemara says, we learned that Rabbi Yezer of Yehuda. This would be the Shita of Yehuda. Says Mar Fulda, he's asking, Shari of Shana, Namin, where the Tovo? He will hiss Nash Lord Tovo. He has Mishamet, so over here it should be the same Alaka, it should be. Gemara says it's referring to Rav Yehuda Shita. Referring to Yehuda Shita. And Rav Yehuda is the one who says, see in a minute, the Gemara doesn't explain, Rav Yehuda is the one who says that that there's two levels. Gemara says, we'll see the Alaka of Yehuda. How do we explain the Alaka of Yehuda? Gemara says as follows. Roy Lotova Roshana, really it's right to go ahead and demand a Rosh Hashanah than my payment. But you can't do it, because not Roy, like you said, you can't do it because he can't collect the Rosh Hashanah. Yet the Mishnah says the halakha is the same as the case of person. Wait on Tobeya. Yet the Mishnah Paskin the Shvias Mishamet. Look, that's what Rab is saying. Just like halakha is here, that you lend your friend money on the condition you can't be Tobeya. Still it's Mishamet. So over here also, Rosh Hashanah is not Mishamet because you can't collect it. So my halakha still is. It should be, you can't collect it, but still should be Mishamet. The Kaida Mishnah is Mamash what Rav is saying. So the man said, no, Raya. Kaida Mav Yibasham Av Zera. I'll tell you really, the halakha is made both saying in the name of Rav Zera. Kivan Shiroi Lamino. Since the guy trusts him, I'm letting you have the credit because I trust you. Kamisha Roy Latovo. It's like as if he's right to demand from him. Kivan Shiroi Lamino. Kamisha Roy Latilamos. As if you're going ahead to give him the money, as if you could pay him now. Therefore, the case of the Mishnah is the same halakha, because it's the same halakha as if you wouldn't be collecting payment. In other words, that I'll tell you a difference, he says. Maybe I'll tell you if the halakha would be where here, when a case, so he argues with the case. So if they were saying the case, when you go ahead and you say, I'm a Nasta, you can't be Toveya, so must say, maybe they're over there. It does not remove it. It does not remove the Shemitah. It does not take it away. But the Gemara said, but here, since Lamaisa, since I'm giving you on credit and I trust you, and if I trust you, Mamela, it's like I gave you money. So I'm ready to give you payment. You pay me right now. You don't need to keep paying me because there's a problem that Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. But if not for that, it's like right now you're going to give it to me because I trust you're going to pay me. That's like mamish like a transaction. And a transaction, therefore, that would be considered a relitovo, and that's what halakha would be, where it'd be Mishamet. Mashain Cain, they were saying the case where I give you a manas lot to collect, and that, in a chanami, you can never collect now. If you can't collect now, it's not like cash in the bank. Maybe therefore, then such a thing, he would say, not like, that halakha would be, and like Rab, eno Mishamet, it would not be Mishamet. The Gemara says, this halakha, the Gemara is telling you, that we said the halakha is not Mishamet, like Rav Yehuda, this halakha is like Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says, Khan over here too, in the case of the storekeeper, Gemara says, Hoyo the Roy Litin Nasin Lo, Nasa Kavishan Lukamalve. Same, that's the explanation of the Mishnah as well. In the case of Mishnah, when you first I go ahead and I buy something from you and I take credit, so that's not Mishamet because it's a chol. But when I go and buy something else from you without paying you the first one becomes a chol. Since Lamaisa, why? Since I owe Mechuyev to give you the money for the first one and you trusted me to give me something again on credit, therefore, the first one becomes like a loan because you trust it. It's like it's cash in the bank because you know you're getting it. It's like I should be paying you now. That's considered now like a loan, and that's Rishon Malva. And that's why in Akonami, it's Shemitah's Mishamet, not on the second one, but on the first one. Gemara says, let's say another halacha like this. Person lends his friend money on the condition that shvius cannot cancel the loan. In shvius does not work. A chiddush, because you say normally you would say, a person that makes master mashkasa b'tayre, it doesn't work. So here you want to say, we know shmita is mashamet, but over here you are saying that I'm borrowing money, I'm manas, not that it shouldn't be mashamet. The halacha yet the mar paskins in a shita mashamet, it doesn't take away, it's not mashamet. And the question is, why not? Why don't we say master mashkasa b'tayre? Why should we say master mashkasa b'tayre? You shouldn't be able to collect. You shouldn't be. Why should not be collect? You should be able. It should be considered something you can't do. So the Gemara says over here is a little different. Pei Moshe explains that since you're setting aside, you're doing it, not paying now, you can't collect for me, and I'm going to pay, and I want Shmias to, because I'm doing it as a long-term loan, way beyond the years of Shmias. So maybe therefore, Shmias don't come into play. It's like a long-term loan that is not going to be Meshamek, that's not going to be removed. The Torah gave me a right to protect myself, and say that I'm going to go ahead. I'm Michael. I'm right to go take. The Torah says that my loan, that if I give a loan, it's going to be mishamet. But when I say to him, I make a loan, I make a condition to this person, and it's not mishamet. So you're doing is the Torah did this to protect me and protect the buyer, the lender, and the loaner. And therefore, I'm asking, I don't want it. I don't want to be an inichali. I don't want to have the protection that the Torah offers me. And therefore, I'm sticking with my factor that I want to get paid. And maybe I want to get paid. Shmita shouldn't come in. So it's there for the whole thing. Shmita, and it should be the last thing. It's not given to you. It's not nothing to do with you. And maybe therefore, it does not undo. Shmita does not cancel that loan. The Gemara says, if the Chari, it's a chiddush nifla. Where do we see this halakha from? So the Chari, we have arrived in the Mishnah. The case that we have in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, there's a case of the Mishnah, Mishnah Maseches Makos, where it says, to the Mishnah, that if a person went ahead and they want to pay a loan, where it says, what happened? What's the case over here that a person, Zomim came to testify that he has to pay a debt in 30 days. But really, the guy borrowed it and said, I have 10 years to pay. But now the Edom come in, the Edom Zomim, and they say, no, the deal was a 3-day loan. You have to pay him. So we go, how do we punish them? We assess how much a person will want to give 1,000 zuz in his possession. Maybe it's not going to be now or 30 days. Maybe it's not going to be, you give now between 10 years. What's the difference of the loan? How much would you, what's the spread that you would give a person for that extra time? That's what the Edom have to pay. Because again, how do you usually give Edom, you make the Edom pay what they wanted to cause you. Right? For Edom, someone comes and say, Reuven owes Shimon $100. And we find out that Zomim, so now they have to pay $100. Because what they wanted to do to him, but here, it's an arbitrary number. You call it Zomim to say that I have to pay you in 3 days. I have 10 years. So then we go figure out in Besdin how much would a person rather have money for 3 days, rather than 10 years for 30 days. Whatever that difference of money is, that's the difference. Like my sister Shmita said, I'm saying 10 years without Shmita. How's it possible to say 10 years without Shmita? Obviously Shmita's in the middle. It's 7 years. So Mela, if you say that look is. That Shmita goes ahead when you make a Tanai, and Shmita is Meshamin anyway, then how was the case over here? Then why should the false witness have to pay for the whole loan? Because Lamaisa, it would be Meshamin, it would be knocked up a Shmita anyway. Yeah, we said you have to pay, you come and you said, they lied and said it's for 30-day loan when it's really 10 years. You make a judgment, how much was it to the 10 years loan? How much of a value that difference of the spread? And that's what they have to pay. That's what they have to pay. But why? Because Lamaisa, over 7 years, it was Shmita will come in and wipe it out. So you don't have to pay for 10 years of interest. So LMI, the difference between 10 years and a short loan. LMI, you must hold that a person can make it tonight and say that the Shmita doesn't come into play. And that's why it's not canceled. That's why it does have a value. The cover it's a raya, it's such a halacha. It's a raya de rav. The rav is incorrect. It must be like we say the halacha is that it is mevatel. Once in a ravuna, and I'll tell you really, Betsim is not, you can bring a raya from here. Why? So why isn't Shvias Mishan? Why doesn't Shvias cancel the loan out? One is the case where you're lending on a mashkon, on a collateral, and therefore a loan on a collateral doesn't become wiped out, doesn't become collateralized, doesn't become canceled. He never said, no, he Dafka wrote a principal. He wrote on the principal. So there we say the same halacha that since he wrote on a principal, but it doesn't come to money, doesn't come from here, it doesn't come to them. So therefore, that's a case like you didn't get the money. That Shmita won't cancel the loan because Lamaisa. It's like you're writing on a principal, you're writing on a mashkin, you're lending on a collateral, that type of thing is sort of a foolproof thing. And for that, we don't say, in those cases, we don't say Shvias undoes the loan. That would be the concern. The Gemara tells you in such a case, in Echanami, it wouldn't go ahead. You wouldn't have to pay. It wouldn't go ahead and make that amount that you have to mishame. So where do we see that from? The Gemara wants to know. Time and then it says, 30 days he didn't come. So we're talking about a case of it alone. The Pasuk says, 30 days he shouldn't come. He shouldn't come to collect. Which we don't know what this means. What it means shouldn't, what shouldn't he do 30 days? What does the statement mean? That what does this mean that for 30 days he can't come? Therefore why? What right does this have? It's a stop, doesn't explain. So I'm going to try to explain it. What does it mean when he said 30 days he won't come? It was a case where Reuben lent his friend money without any specific date. You know, Shalit Val Yashayom, he has 30, he can't come the next day, the day after. There's a minimum of 30 days before he can come alone. The standard loan, a standard loan, unless specified differently, would be 30 days from the loan. That's what he means. Shalit, that's the 30 days that would be, therefore, that would be all. So until that 30 days, you can't come to collect. When it says, I have Yudra of Amitam, right? Yudra went up to learn in the bit, Salacha, look for the source of this Salacha. And he said, the 7th year, a person goes ahead and comes closer. As in the 7th year, Shana Shmita, as in the 7th year, Shmita year. So what does it mean? The Torah says twice. Kovar Shnasa Sheva, Shnasa Shmita. 7th year, the year Shmita. Of course, the 7th year Shmita. So it's a double lusha in the Pasuk. What's it come and tell you? What is the Torah saying twice? They tell you, Shalom, Toma Kol Shoshim Yani Vashal Tevlo. The person can't say that a person lent the money for 30 days. You can say to him, since all 30 days, you can't come to collect money. After 30 days, it's gone. The loan is going to be, and therefore, you'll never be able to collect the money. In other words, you want to make sure that Reuven desperately needs money. He's going to Shimon to lend the money. It's going to be close to Shemitah. He's not going to do it. Why? Because he'll come and lend him the money. I want to get paid back before Shemitah comes in. He said he'll do that. He'll let them do it. So what is he going to do? Gemara says he'll go ahead and say to him that in 30 days, that I'll lend you for 30 days. It's automatically 30 days is the loan. I won't pay you before. And after 30 days, it's already Shemitah. So the guy's going to lose out. So maybe therefore, no one's going to lend. Somebody's going to become a Shemitah. I should tell you both. That Shemitah and it's the idea, which means that a person should go ahead and give the money. In other words, why is the Torah telling you that it took place alone? It took place 30 days before. What's the point? The point is, people are not going to lend money because they're afraid that the person's going to go into Shemitah and it'll wipe out the chov. The Torah says, Kovar Shnasa Sheva Shnasa, telling you Dafka. Person needs money desperately, and you know it's before Shemitah, and it's before 30 days before. You go ahead and you help him. You go and you'll help him. So because that we know that you give him a loan. So therefore, you know that you're doing it before the Shemua, before the time comes, you don't have to pay back. Mechuyev to pay back, and therefore you mechuyev to pay back. The Torah is telling you this halacha. And it was really in Echanami. The Torah doesn't have to tell you that halacha is that Shemitah is Meshami. But it's telling you, of course Shemitah is Meshami. But it's telling you that within the 30 days, people are not going to lend money if it's been 30 days before, because no loan is more than standard 30 days. And therefore, we don't want people to stop giving money. Therefore, we would say in such a case, ain't no Meshami, and doesn't affect it. But if the first 30 days, it will not be able to remove the chov. Shemitah will not take away from it.